Corey, what's your favorite piece of music in it, I wonder? Do you have something you really like?
Oh, man. No, I have to say that the... Well, I love it all, but the scenes that are full of conflict, where people are arguing or having conflict of any sort, it's just... They tend to be full of a wealth of different types of music. Because when we argue and we fight and we think of things, it's very stream of consciousness. But there's all these different interesting musical elements in one scene.
How about you, Mitra?
Ooh, I like all of it too. But I have been partial for at least 20 years to the entrance of Reverend Olin Blitch.
Oh, that's right. I've heard her say that.
I am the Reverend Olin Blitch. I love that part. So it's really exciting. He comes in and he gets everybody all worked up, and then they repeat back what he sings. He is the Reverend Olin Blitch, and he's here. You know, so I love that. And then also Susanna's first aria, Ain't It a Pretty Night, the imagery in that is just incredible, and the soaring high notes, and it's just... Oh.
And I think for people that just know that aria... Seeing the entire opera that surrounds it will be a big revelation. Mm-hmm. That certainly happens for me when I know a little nugget, and then I go and see the whole piece, and it just, whoa, hits me over the head. That's what that opera is about. So that'll be exciting for many people.
The revival scene is also amazing. It's amazing. It's filled with sort of hymn singing, and then also sort of the talk speaking that an evangelical minister does, that he, you know, it starts kind of by talking and then he builds it up, and then people, you got to repent. And that, and the build of the singing speaking of the reverend over the choral singing of the chorus in that scene is just, the audience just gets us swept up in it, mm-hmm. I think, as the people that are in the scene. It's amazing.